But first, new research from the University of Arizona College of Medicine could reduce the number of deaths from sepsis, a life-threatening infection. The Centers for Disease Control reports 1.7 million adults are diagnosed with sepsis each year. One in five patients don't survive. Now, a new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine shows initial blood tests done after antibiotics are given are unreliable, suggesting ER doctors delay treatment until after drawing a blood sample. Joining us is the co-author of the study, Murtaza Akhtar, an assistant professor of emergency medicine at the U of A College of Medicine, Phoenix. Dr. Akhtar is also an attending physician at Maricopa Integrated Health System, now known as Valleywise Health. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So first, to understand sort of the meaning of your research, what exactly is the danger of sepsis?
So sepsis, as many people know by now, is a very deadly disease. It can be caused from a variety of pathogens, viral, bacterial, fungal. And sepsis is the response that the body mounts to fight that infection. Sometimes it goes into overdrive, and if you don't treat it quickly, it can lead to really high mortality. And that's the fear with septic infections.
And so if a doctor suspects somebody maybe has sepsis, am I right that antibiotics are usually given right away even before a blood test is done?
So oftentimes that is done if the suspicion is that it's either a bacterial or a fungal sepsis infection. The problem is it's hard to know when you see the patient in the ER who looks really sick, what's the bug? And so we know that mortality is decreased if you give antibiotics early, but at the same time, we often don't know what the bug is and which antibiotic to give. So that's really the bind we're in. We want to save lives, but we want to save them by giving them the right antibiotic treatment, and it's hard to know in the moment.
Well, and as you said earlier, given sort of the time crunch that doctors are under, is there a fast, easy, and maybe most importantly, reliable way to determine which treatment would be the best way to go?
I guess that's why we go to medical school under residency, is to try to learn the best way of doing it. You know, if somebody comes in and is coughing up a bunch of sputum, you might take a guess that it's an pneumonia, and if the chest x-ray shows it, great, it might be a slam dunk. But the scary ones are the ones who come in super sick, maybe can't even talk because they're that sick, for example, the elderly, and you don't know what the bug is. You do all these tests and you're like, well, I should probably give antibiotics, but I actually am not sure if he's bacteremic or not, and that's why we do the blood cultures. Those results don't come back for a couple days, and so you're stuck there potentially treating somebody without knowing what you're treating, but if you delay the treatment, that patient might not make it, and so it can be a challenge.
So your research looked at the blood cultures of patients before antibiotics were given and those who had tests after. What exactly did you find?
So there's this debate, you know, we emergency physicians in particular think that the early antibiotics you give, the longer they live, which is true. But as I mentioned, then the problem is you might not know what the bug is if you don't get the culture before the antibiotics. So we wanted to ask, how soon do these blood cultures lose their diagnostic capability? For example, is it possible if I give the antibiotics to try to save the patient and right after that get the blood cultures? Because blood cultures can be tedious to get. If I get them right after the antibiotics, would that be sufficient? And we're the first group to have done this study. Matthew Cheng set it up really well. We got these antibiotics administered, and then we did the blood cultures before the antibiotics and after. And even though the median time was just about an hour, 70 minutes after the antibiotics, a lot of the blood cultures had cleared. So even though the patient was sick with a bug, within an hour, the antibiotics often completely cleared the bug, at least in the culture, not in the patient, but in the culture. And that would suggest that if you give antibiotics before cultures, you may never know what the patient had.
And presumably, that's a problem, right? If somebody has a bug, you want to know exactly what it is.
Exactly, because you want to be able to give the right antibiotics. Because you can imagine a scenario where you're like, oh, look, this patient's getting a little bit better, and the blood cultures came back negative, but they might be falsely negative, and you discharge the patient, and the patient gets sick again. You don't want that to happen. The converse, though, is if you don't give early antibiotics, the patient might get sick right in front of you. So it's kind of a bind.
So what do you do with this information? As you said, you have to treat these patients right away, but it sounds like you shouldn't really treat them right away because you might not know exactly what you're treating them for.
Yeah, so that's exactly the challenge. And one of the thoughts that we had as the authors, and we'll see what the sepsis committees come down with, is that at the very least, you have to get an IV to give the antibiotics. So at the very least, get that blood culture set. Ideally, you get the second blood culture set also before giving the antibiotics. But if you're struggling and it's taking more than a couple minutes, give the antibiotics so you want to save the patient and know that the second set of blood cultures came afterwards and the first one is more reliable. And so our thought is if you're struggling with the second one, get at least the first one before you administer. And you would think that's easy enough to do because you're sticking them anyway with antibiotics. But boy, the data show, and anecdotally from my working in the ER, it shows how often that the antibiotics get given before even the first blood culture is drawn. So very important to at least get the first blood culture, and ideally the second if you can.
So it sounds like you're suggesting maybe doctors take it on a patient-by-patient basis. See how you're doing with that first blood culture, and if it's not going well, just go right to the medication.
If you can't get the second set of blood cultures, go right to the medication. And the other thing I would say is for patients on their end, you know, doctors and nurses aren't sticking you for fun. There is a reason we're stabbing you. And I know it's unpleasant, but it really is life-saving.
All right. That's Dr. Murtaza Akhtar, an assistant professor of emergency medicine at the University of Arizona College of Medicine. Doc, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me.